got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question this week, and it's a doozy. Are you trying to win? Are you trying to win? I mean, what are you trying to win? Sorry about that. What are you trying to win? That's the biblical question. And again, for the new listeners, the biblical questions are put here to encourage you, those that want to know themselves and to overcome the hell that they're living in, they're for you, not for everybody, only for those who really want to work on themselves. And I know most people don't. It's always been that way, always will be that way, because most people love their hell. So it's for those who want to overcome their misery, their hell. What are you trying to win? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're busy, you can't sit and watch the show. And I know because we are on in different time zones around the world, we are heard around the world. You can listen to the show. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening to the show as you are doing whatever it is that you're doing. Working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, at an airport or on an airplane, stuck on an airplane with people fighting. And you would like to watch the show live, but you can't. You can listen live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right? Anywhere in the world. Around the world. And if you're a flat earther, up and down the world. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. So, as you can see, Tuesday is here again. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. Do we still have that song, country western song that I think Pete from Alaska made?
We're looking.
Oh, okay, because I haven't seen that in a minute. All right. So
I got something planned with that song for next week.
With Pete song?
Pete song. I'm working on something.
Oh, okay. I've said over and over again, and some people are starting to realize that our battle in life, all human beings, no matter who you are, where you are, rich or poor, whatever color, male or female, our battle is a spiritual battle. It is not physical. It is spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. Is evil. And all human beings, there's not one that's not evil at heart until they start to realize and admit it to themselves, knowing that it's wrong, it shouldn't be that way, and overcome. But the world have you thinking that it is a physical battle, and so they name it in a physical way with words that you can intellectually identify with, and they're saying that that's what it is, and because you believe it intellectually, things only get worse, and they don't get better, and they will not get better, they cannot get better, and they ain't going to get better, better not. They will not get better. And they're not going to get better. Isn't that amazing? Because you believe that it's racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Allahu Abba-ism, white supremacism, Debbie Dad-ism, or anti-Semitism. You think it's an ism. I saw a report this morning. I didn't get a chance to see the whole report, so they're saying that children, and I think they were saying mostly girls, I'm not sure, but children are, more and more children are born with ADHD or something, post-traumatic disorder, or some dumb, and it's all lies. And they're saying that it's because they're on the phone, they need to put the phone away and do this and all that. They blame it on the technology, right? And yes, technology can have an impact on your life in that it keeps you unconscious. It keeps you on the phone, on your iPad, on your computer. And so it draws you, but you welcome it because it's a drug. It's another form of escaping. Technology don't make you pick it up. It doesn't make you stay with it. And so a lot of children, apparently they have iPhones, cell phones, and all that crap. And the reason they have them because the parents give them to the children. As soon as the kids pop out of the womb, they have a cell phone in their hand before they even realize what a cell phone is or some type of computer. And the mothers are doing it to the children because they don't want to raise the children. They don't have time. They don't have the patience. They don't have the love for the children. And so they put these things in the children's hands and throw the kids over in a corner somewhere, and then they go pretend they are equal to men. They don't love the children. And the kids are angry. They're angry because they're not getting the right kind of love from their parents. So it's the parents' fault. It's not technology's fault. It's hard, it's almost, but not totally, impossible to find a mother who will stay home and raise the man's children while he go out and provide. She can't handle that. She feels jealous. She feels envy. She hates seeing the man going off and doing what men do. She'd rather go off and get a false sense of feeling. She thinks that's going to make her feel like a man and that she's going to be free. So she sells the children over to the schools, daycare, cell phone, iPhone, and then they blame it on technology. It's the parents' fault. The parents are responsible for their own children. No other parents. We're not a community. The community is not responsible. The parents are responsible for their children, the father and the mother. But rarely do you hear them mention the fault of the parents in raising the children. Kids don't have love because the parents don't have love, and the kids are angry. And so they use the phones and stuff to escape. And when they don't have the phone, it's like you took away the drugs. And now they can't have the reality. That's all it's about. But they call it something else, and they blame it on someone else. It's a mess. I wanted to deal with this. There's a basketball, a girl, a white girl, that's, according to reports, are really good at basketball, and she's catching hell from the black girls. They're jealous of her, but I'm waiting for Nick to come in, and we're going to get into this story. I thought he'd be here by now.
I'm right here.
Why are you not here?
Oh, you want me over there? What I'm going to do it from here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I could pause and play.
Oh, okay. So according to Yahoo News, Yahoo Sports, some of you may have heard about this. Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark was knocked to the floor by the Chicago Sky's Kennedy
Carter.
And Nick is going to explain to us what's happened. We have a breakdown of the incident, according to the report we have. Should I play the soundbite first?
Well, yeah, let me play it here so we can get into it. But I thought maybe I'd do a little switchy here so I could maybe show myself. There you go. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Okay, can you sit in the other seat there for me?
Sure.
That way I can see you over there, too. I don't know why you're over there.
I didn't want to take us on seat.
I mean, I don't know.
So that I could pause and play the video from here.
Oh, okay.
But basically, what happened is there was a conflict between this Caitlin Clark, and we've talked about her before. She's plays for Indiana Fever.
So she's a white girl that, according to all the reports, really good. She's better than the black girls in playing ball. And they
the
don't
Chicago
like
Sky,
it.
So let's get to the match.
They don't like.
Sorry. Lord. Go ahead. They don't like.
Let's start over. Okay. And they don't like it. And so apparently they are attacking this girl, the white girl. Okay, Nick.
Yeah, they're big time attacking her. And this latest here, she's up against Chicago Sky. And there was a foul is what made the news, where this Kennedy Carter totally checks Caitlin Clark. So here's some of the footage of that incident.
And I am going to get to your calls too, folks. All right.
So that's Caitlin Clark right there. You know her a little bit by now. That's her right there. And here's at the beginning there, showing some of the footage of a WNBA here, which some people tell me isn't exactly
first home win.
The best.
45
footage.
Seconds left in the third quarter, and watch this key play, Aaliyah.
Key play.
A couple of misses, then finally gets the putback. But keep an eye on Kennedy Carter and Caitlin Clark as they run back. They appear to share some words right there. Now the
is what they're saying. So here's the foul itself.
At first, I saw the white girl in a white uniform. Now she's in. Are these different games?
No. This is the white same game. As you can see, she's in red.
Oh, but
she's in red.
When we first started out, was she in a white?
No. Look, she's in red in this whole game.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, this whole game she's in red.
Go ahead.
I mean, this is from the same clip. This is Indiana Fever versus Chicago Sky. Okay, so back to the foul. This is the moment right here. You see the highlighted players. Caitlin Clark is in red. And she pushes her here. This is her again. You know, you can see her kind of mouthing the word, the B word here, but
she looked like she said the B word.
She looks like she said it.
I don't know for sure if she said it, but it looked like she said bitch.
And then you see here in the sidelines who's highlighted is Angel Reese. She's another black player who's had incidents.
Oh, so there was. That was her in the white warming up when you first start the video. I just wanted to make sure. I thought I saw her in it.
Gotcha, yeah.
Go ahead.
That was just her warm-up stuff. So that's Angel Reese on the sideline cheering on this moment here.
And
she's clapping that.
So she's cheering on that this black girl knocked Caitlin down?
Yes. Correct.
Amazing. So this is a black girl knocking down Caitlin, and then there's another black girl on the sideline cheering it on.
Correct.
Okay.
That same girl has another, that one's Angel Reese, she has another incident with Caitlin here. Where you see her swipe her arm and make contact with Caitlin there.
Wow.
A little bit of what's going on here on the WNBA, but that's pretty much the thing here. You see Caitlin Clark's team wins 71-70.
Amazing. And you say?
I say they don't like her, that's for sure. And, you know, we got some comments from the coaches and all that. They're talking about it's sportsmanship. Oh, it's just part of the game. Yeah, some stuff is too far. They see her and they go, that's that white B word.
I think what white people, maybe they do realize this, but they just won't speak up about it, is that they're hated by the blacks. And not all, but most of the blacks. They hate white people. And for this white girl to be playing basketball better than the black girls and getting all the attention, that ain't going to happen. I mean, it'll happen, but the black girls, due to them being angry and evil and hateful and jealous of the whites, they're going to attack this girl. It's not even done yet, especially knowing that no one is going to do anything about it. Because it's the blacks who are attacking the white girl. And this is evil. And what most people don't realize is that not all, but most of the black people are evil, pure evil. And they really hate white people for no reason at all, except for jealousy. This white girl is going to catch hell because she's better than the blacks. And they want to be the hero. They want to be the one that's on camera. They want to be the one that people are carrying up and down the court after they make the last shot. They don't want some white girl to be doing this. So this is going to get worse unless someone stop it. And I can't imagine anyone stopping it. And then the black girls don't care because they know there is no consequence to what the attack upon white people. Amazing. And so here are the statements from both coaches, right, Nick?
Correct.
And this is from ESPN as well.
Correct.
Their first soundbite was ESPN. Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
Now, after Chicago Sky coach Teresa Weatherspoon released a statement today, physical play, intensity, and competitive spirit are hallmarks of Chicago Sky basketball. Kennedy got caught up in the moment, in the heat of the moment, in an effort to win the game. She and I have discussed what happened, and that was not appropriate, nor is what we do and who we are. Now, Kennedy understands that there are better ways to handle situations on the court, and she will learn from this, as will we all.
Head coach Christy Sides expressing frustration.
We just keep sending all these clips into the league. And they keep telling us why we're not right about our calls, but or what we think. But we're going to keep doing it.
Amazing.
Amazing. What's up?
And so that was the coach from both teams.
Yeah, the first one was for Chicago Sky. That's the coach of the team of the black girls. The second one was the coach for Caitlin Clark's team, Indiana Fever.
And the white coach was saying, we've been sending these tapes in to the league, showing them what's going on, but nothing's been done about it. Ain't nothing going to get done about it. Sorry, white lady, white coach. Nothing is going to get done because it's an attack on white people from the blacks.
Yeah, you might think it's harsh or like, oh, how is this an attack on white people, Jesse? This is like people fighting in basketball. But why I totally see what you're saying is because this is already a physical sport. You see WNBA, it seems to me, my anecdotal evidence, that the girls like to get in spats more. And even on top of that, it's clear that they seem to have like a overt thing on just Caitlin. You see what I'm saying? That yeah. even in the aggressive scene of WNBA and all that, it still seems overt, out of place, and clearly targeted. And I can't think any otherwise than she's that white bitch.
Amazing. Yeah, this is because she's white. And because she's better than the blacks at playing. And the blacks don't like it. White people are not allowed to be better than the blacks anymore. They have to lower their standards and pretend that the blacks are better than them. They have to, if Caitlin pretend that she couldn't get the ball in the net there, if she pretend that she couldn't really hit the ball, whatever she do, then they'll like her. She'll be fine. But she's up there playing like nothing on nor winning, and making the blacks look like they need to work hard. There's no peace in that. It ain't going to work. This is affirmative action. Caitlin got to let affirmative action happen on the court. And it's unfortunate, but that's what it is. And I know when people play basketball, they hit each other, they run, and whatever, right? But this is evil. It is pure evil. What a mess. And so they're trying to make women basketball a big deal. Are they? That's what they're trying to do.
Okay, well, this is where I got to be honest. I don't really follow WNBA. I'm not entirely sure, but I know Kaylee's making headlines. We're talking about it here.
Right. Well, we were just talking about it because she got knocked down by the blacks.
Yeah. I hear that her team's not doing too well, Kaylee. Oh. But she's like a high point scorer. But
right. Yeah. Well, I know they're desperately in my country today and around the world, but my country, they'll try hard overtime to put the woman ahead of the man. That's for sure. They'll try hard to put women above men in every area of life now. And as a result, my country is going to hell in a handbasket. Joel Friday making the point that they act like Caitlin can control the attention she's getting. Yeah, they're jealous of Caitlin. The blacks want to be the heroes. And plus, basketball is supposed to be a black thing anyway. And some white girl come out of nowhere, and she is like a star on the basketball court? If this had been a Mexican girl or Chinese girl or Japanese or whatever, it wouldn't be a big deal. Because she'll be considered one of the colored people. Let's see how long this lasts. Amazing. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Country and Western Tunes. And that is Nick for that story.
That's it. Yeah, no, thank you. You know, basketball seems, when I look into it, I see pictures back in the day, it seemed like an American thing, blacks and whites. But anyways.
Basketball?
Yeah.
It used to be that way. Baseball and basketball was an American thing, but everything in my country is being turned upside down now, and white people are not allowed. It's just not allowed, and the country's falling apart. But it's interesting to see that they pretended that the women in basketball are all tough like the men in basketball. It ain't the same. What the hell? Ain't gonna never be the same. It ain't the same no matter how you try to make it be. And you can give them money until the cows come home. It just ain't the same. It's not the same. Kind of mannish trying to be that way. What the? 888-773-7753. Donald is a first-time caller out of Washington. Donald, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Reverend?
You can call me Jesse, Donald. You can call me Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. So I have a quick question. So I used to be a very bad person when I was younger, and then I changed my life around, and I've been a father, a single father, for many, many years. I volunteer at senior centers.
How old are you?
43.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I just want, maybe you have an idea of how I could be a better person.
Better than what?
Than, well, look outside.
You want to know how you could be a better person? Better than what?
Better than how I used to be. Now, so, I put in almost 20 years being
but you
a
said
good
that
person.
You said that you're not the way you used to be, right?
That is correct.
And so you're better now than what you were at one time?
Yes.
And how did you're better in what way? And how did you get better?
I stopped better. Being a gangster and became a family man.
Oh,
and
okay.
Raised a couple kids.
And so now you want to be better than that?
Yeah, because I lead by example. I'm the rock in the storm that everyone depends on.
And so what do you want to be? I don't understand what it is that you want to be.
Gosh, how do I explain this? So I put forth a bunch of effort to be a good person. What can I do to help my fellow people to be even better than I already am?
Nothing at all. You can
feed them at the old folks' home. So I mean,
there's nothing you can do because no such thing as a better person.
Okay, can you explain that to me?
You said, "Well, I'm not really understanding what you're asking or saying, but you did say you are a better person, right?"
Let me put this to you very bluntly. I used to be a bad person. And then a certain thing happened in my life, and then I became a good person.
And how are you a good person now?
I provide, I volunteer, I am a part of my community. I do a lot of things to help other people who are who made unfortunate choices.
And so, but how are you? You're telling me what you're doing, but you're not telling me how you are a good person. How are you a good person?
Yeah, I talked to my pastor on Sunday, and he's and
how are you a good person? You haven't told me how you're a good person. You told me what you're doing, but you still didn't tell me how you're a good person because none of those things that you just said you're doing are making you a good person at all. How are you a good person?
I believe in myself, and I believe in other people.
How are you a good person?
Shoot, no one's ever asked me that before. So, I'm a good person. I'm very caring.
You still didn't tell me how you're a good person. You're telling me what you're doing, but you said that you were bad, and now you're good, but you're not telling me how you're good. Can you hold for me?
I can.
888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Yeehaw! I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. But 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. Follow us on social media. Y'all know how to follow. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe on all of our social media. All right? We are on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. And also check out our merch. Amazing merch. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. The amazing Tar Baby shirt is there. The hat, everything. The Great White Hope. Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. I want to go back to Donald. I'm trying to get an understanding of what he's asking. So, Donald, from a first-time caller from Washington. And so how are you a good person? You say you went from a bad person to a good person. What is it about you that makes you think you are a good person?
To be honest with you, Reverend.
You can call me Jesse.
I don't know.
My name is Jesse.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, bud. So, I don't know. That's why I'm calling you.
Right.
Because, you know, I may need a little direction in my life. And you're an honorable man. And you're dependable.
What? I'm trying to show you the right way there a little bit. But why didn't you think you went from bad to good? What made you think you became a good man?
I used to prey on other people. And when I had children, I had to change my life to incorporate them into my life and be the best provider possible, deal with all the things that happen in their life, and give out logical answers to them.
But let me ask this. You name all those things you're doing for the community and all that stuff. What made you think that those things that you were doing made you a good man?
That's why I called you, because I don't know if I am being a good man.
Oh, I got you.
Do you have any recommendations?
I want you to know that there's no such thing as a good man or woman. So you're not a good man. And the things that you're doing to pushing the old people around in wheelchairs or whatever you're doing, helping the homeless.
They're old folks.
None of those things make you a good person or a good man. They just make your ego feel good. And, right. Thank you.
You're correct, because
all you do,
it doesn't matter what I do, my heart is still empty.
Yeah,
to fill it up.
Yeah, and you can go around town and helping everybody and their mama, and you're still going to be empty. The way that you become, quote unquote, a good person is by realizing that you're not one. No such thing. Only God is good. Only God is good. And so you got to start working on yourself from within. You got to see what's happening inside of you. And once you can see what's going on inside of you, then the rest will be done for you. The Father will take over, God, and he will dwell in you, and his goodness will be who you are. There's no way you could be that on your own.
People are imperfect. I understand. I love what you just said.
Have you?
So, do you have a recommendation for a first step?
Yeah, you got to see that you're angry, and that anger is what keeping you in the darkness, living in your imagination, looking for the answers there, and it's not there. You're living in your thoughts, and then all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So you're going to have to drop the anger.
I'm not an angry person at all.
You never
Maybe
get
I'm angry in myself. I think you're right. I think you're totally right.
And so how long have you heard me say you got to forgive your mother and father?
My father committed suicide and my mother has dementia, and I take care of her.
Oh, God. So, have you forgiven your mother for recreating you in her image?
I was not born in my mother's image. I was born in my father's image.
Have you forgiven your mother for recreating you in her image? For her plan,
yes, of course.
For her plan, victim, trying to make your father look like he was the problem when she was the problem. Have you forgiven her for that?
Absolutely.
You told her?
Yeah, many times.
What did you say to her?
Well, we grew up in poverty, and I told her on many occasions, you know, you did the best you can, and you raised two wonderful kids, and I appreciate you.
So you have not forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I didn't say those exact words.
Why not?
But because she has dementia, she won't understand.
But you will understand, right?
Yeah, I guess I would. But wouldn't that be self-serving? At that point?
What do you mean?
I mean, if I go out and go to my mom's house and insult her for being a woman, geez, not many people can make it so I can't talk. And so, okay, if I go over to my mom's house, and which I will do today because I have to give her lunch, so, do I insult a person who doesn't understand?
Why
do I go, hey, you were a shit mom, and I forgive you?
Why do you call forgiveness assault?
Because people are not ready for it.
Why do you call forgiveness assault?
It's not an assault to me, but some people who have a deranged mind consider it an assault.
Why do you call it an assault, and you're the one gone and forgiven? Why do you call it assault?
Because, Jesse, she won't understand. She has.
What that have to do with her? You're the one is that forgiving her for what she's done to you. It's about you. It's not about her. Why do you call forgiveness an assault? I never heard it called like that before.
I've never been that selfish in my whole entire life. I serve other people.
Why do you call forgiveness an assault?
To be honest, I have no answer for that. You're making me really think about it.
That's what the problem is. You got to start thinking. You got to pay attention to what's happening inside of you, because forgiveness is not an assault. It's an assault not to forgive and hold grudges against people and keep yourself in the darkness away from God. When you realize that, yes, your mother screwed you up and recreating her image and turn your father away from you, and you go and forgive her, God will forgive you. Then you will, everything else will start to open up for you. But unless you forgive, there's no way out.
I totally understand what you're saying. So how do I do this? What's the process? Do I just go up to her and go, hey, Mom, you know, you were a crappy parent, but I forgive you?
Why don't you say, when you realize, and don't do it until you can see it for yourself, not because I said it or anyone else said it. You need to see.
No, this is that, the first step for me to start learning to understand.
You need to see that your mother was not an angel, and that your mother, your father couldn't even deal with her. And
yeah, he killed himself.
And so you need to forgive your father, too, for not protecting you from your mother. Your mother was not easy to deal with because her mother did to her what she has done to you. And so, but the problem is that you have not forgiven her so that God can forgive you and take her identity away from you, her mindset and emotions and all that crap, away from you and give you back yourself, the person that you were before you were traumatized by your mother.
What's the first step in this process? Because I totally want to do it, but I need a little bit of direction. Just point me in the right direction.
You need to see if you really have anger toward her. Are you afraid to speak up to her? Are you afraid to hurt her feelings? Are you afraid to be honest with her? You need to see that because that's what anger is, right, if you're afraid of your mother. And then once you
see... She doesn't remember, Jesse. I've had this conversation with her 9 times at least.
What conversation?
She has dementia. She doesn't remember.
What conversation?
So if you walk away and come back 15 minutes later, it's like a brand new conversation.
Here's what I recommend. You need to forgive your mother. It's up to you. And then I want to encourage you to do it. Are you familiar with my silent prayer?
No, but I go to church all the time.
I want to encourage you to go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And do the silent prayer. God said to be still and know him. He didn't say do all that hooping and hollering and praying and begging and carrying on. That's not necessary. And when you do that kind of stuff, you're only praying to the devil anyway. That's why your life is not getting better. He already know what you want, need. He already know what to do. He know how to help you. You just need to be still. Let him do it and stop the carrying on.
I think you're right, Jesse. I think you're right.
So do the silent prayer. I'll start doing that first, so that you can see what's happening inside of you. You can see the anger. You can see where it came from. And then maybe you might not have to go to your mother since she's senile, and apparently she won't understand anything. But you will understand about forgiveness, and you will be free.
Man, you know, I can't wait to take these handcuffs off of me and be free again.
Well, I don't know your mother condition. You know what it is. And she like, my father inspired from that, whatever they call it. He inspired from that too.
Dementia,
yeah. But I was fortunate enough to forgive him before he developed dementia. So, but anyway, let's say that your mother won't understand. She's like totally gone now. You need to realize she wasn't not an angel. And the things she did to you, she couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. Her father did not protect her from her mother. And it goes on from generation to generation. And you forgive her, and God will forgive you.
It is definitely generational.
Yeah.
You are 100% correct
on that one. And so do the silent prayer and give it a good try, and you'll see what's happening inside of you.
So could I ask you a question? So I consider myself semi-righteous.
What?
I consider myself semi-righteous. So last night I met a homeless man, and he was a younger kid, and I let him stay in my garage, take a shower, and I explained to him that you need to do better for yourself. Take the pity penis out of your mouth and do better. The only person that you owe anything to is God. And he understood.
And your question
maybe
for me,
I should take the pity penis out of my own mouth.
I don't quite understand what you're saying.
What I mean is that I met a young man.
You know what? What do you mean by you as semi-righteous?
I do the best I can, but no one's perfect.
What do you mean by you as semi-righteous? Let me do that because of time. We'll have to run. Do the silent prayer. Start doing that so you can see what's happening inside of you, okay?
I'll answer your question very succinctly.
All right. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. I don't know what he's talking about. I had to let him go. He's not quite clear. Period. But if you are serious, do the silent prayer and just start working on yourself. Let me go to D, a first-time call out of Illinois. D, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, D.
What's going on?
All is well.
All right, so my question was, so I live in Chicago, and I'm a white man.
He white.
And, and I'm starting to, you know, feel, especially nowadays, like the minority, you know, as a white man. Everyone around me is obviously not white. And I wanted to ask, you know, how does one go about that? You know, what do I do? What should I, like, start, you know, changing about my life?
What is the feeling of a minority? What describe what that feel like.
It just kind of feels like maybe it's like everything you do kind of is like kind of everyone around you is just is different, and they understand each other instead of where you're coming from all the time.
But what is the feeling of a minority?
The feeling?
Yeah, you say like one, and I've never understood, even when black people say they're in a white person area, they feel like a minority. I don't know what that feeling is.
Right.
And like, how do you know that's the, whatever it is you're feeling, how do you know it's a feeling of a minority, of being a minority? What is the feeling?
Just that you're, like, there's less of people like you.
Meaning, in your case, less white people?
Yeah.
And so you feel what?
Just kind of like, you know, alone.
And why do you need to feel that?
I don't know. I mean, it seemed it was different before.
How old are you?
21.
21?
Yeah.
Are you living on your own and stuff?
Yeah.
So why don't you move, if you feel that way, whatever that feeling is, why not move out?
I mean, I kind of called to say, you know, would that be a good idea?
I mean, do you feel your life is at harm or at risk in any way?
No, but the quality of life has diminished.
And so why not just move away? Can you afford to move?
Yeah.
So why don't you just move?
I don't know. This sounds like a good idea now.
But why do you didn't think of that already?
Well, because, you know, all the work is around here, and it's quite easier to, you know, get around, and there's more amenities.
Oh, I see. And so you don't feel that your life is a threat of anything, right? Not going to be hurt.
Right.
You're living in your own place, doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So why you even pay attention as to how many who are living around you?
I guess the way they act.
How they treat you.
Kind of like different.
In what way?
They treat me like I wouldn't know what they're going through, basically.
What do you mean?
As in, let's say that there's, you know, obviously I'm not Hispanic or Black, which is like the majority where I live, and they just make it seem like, oh, he white, like he don't know.
What do they do to make you feel that way?
Just kind of saying like things like if I have a different opinion than them, it's like usually it's because I'm white.
Do they say that to you?
Yeah, I've been told that.
They say, well, you have a different opinion because you're white?
Yeah.
And so you're young, you have your own job, your own life. Why not move?
I mean, I'm in between that. Should I stay because, you know, there's infrastructure, there's jobs here, or should I just move and go somewhere simpler where I don't have that issue?
That's a decision only you can make because you live in your own environment. And you're the one dealing with that. No one can make that decision for you.
Right. Okay.
Only you can make that decision, D. And if you feel like these people are going to hurt you in any way, physically or something like that, then I wouldn't hang around. But only you can make that decision, man.
No, I know. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
I wish you too.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. 888-7753. 773-888-77. Jesse, let me go to Canada and talk to Emmanuel. Emmanuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going?
All is well.
I had a question about the silent prayer, and I wonder if the crew does the silent prayer there. Like the whole crew, like Nick, do you do silent prayer?
Why are you wondering all that?
I'm just curious.
Curiosity killed the cat.
So no? Oh, man. No, initially it was, I listened to a video this morning, Jesse, and it was a guy talking about, I don't know if you heard of this NoFap movement.
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's like people trying to abstain from pornography and masturbation, right? And it's become this big movement. And anyways, it's called the NoFap movement.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
I got to run because it's call me when you have something to talk about. A real stuff. Oh, man. I wanted to get to the super chat. Thank you, man. Call me with something real. I wanted to get to the super chat. I got to take a break. When I come back, we got to do the super chats and the phone calls. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. There's a line open. 888-77-JESSE. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Salmonella in the cucumbers in 14 states, possibly. Modi winning a third term based in India. I don't know why I like him, but I kind of do for some reason. And evil Biden trying to pull border shenanigans. Don't fall for it. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, June 4th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be back to your calls in the second hour. Coming right up. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, reports, according to the FDA, cucumbers in 14 states have been recalled due to possible contamination with salmonella, which I believe is a bacteria. Florida-based Fresh Start Produce recalled the cucumbers, which shipped from May 17th to May 21st. The cucumbers were sent to retail distribution centers, wholesalers, and food service distributors in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. Many cucumbers and English cucumbers not included in the recall. Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture found a sample tested positive for salmonella. Symptoms of salmonella infection include diarrhea, I call that number three, fever, stomach cramps that can start within days or hours or days of consuming the bacteria. Most people recover with treatment, but should seek immediate attention with severe symptoms or symptoms that don't improve after a few days or signs of dehydration. Children, the elderly, people with weak immune systems, more likely to become severely ill. So watch out for that salmonella from cucumbers. I thought it was just from cookie doughs and raw eggs. Let's go, Modi. Indian Prime Minister, Indian, not American Indian. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to clinch a rare third consecutive term when results from the world's biggest election are announced today. Maybe it's already happened, not sure. Modi's declared aim to win a 400-seat supermajority in the 543-seat lower house of parliament looks like it's at risk, though. His Bharatiya Janata Party is comfortably leading in preliminary results, but the opposition Congress Party is performing it better than some analysts expected, putting his goal at risk. All 642 million votes cast during the 6 weeks of mammoth polls that ended June 1st will be counted today. Good job, Indians. Shout out to them. Biden's expected to sign an order limiting asylum on the southern border, according to the far-left females at the Skim. Crooked Joe Biden expected to sign an executive order today. Executive order, not a law. That will give border officials the power to deport quickly so-called migrants who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border, even if they're seeking asylum. It's so out of control that he has to pretend like he's doing something, right? The order would reportedly shut down asylum requests at the border when the number of illegals crossing at legal ports of entry reaches 2,500, and the border would reopen once that number drops. What? To 1,500. So they'd let in the illegals when it drops to 1,500 again. What? In April, officials... So anyway, in other words, they're letting them in. That's what's happening. That's what the real news is. Officials apprehended almost 130,000 illegals who crossed illegally. That is an average of about 4,000 people daily. Unaccompanied illegal alien children, UACs, unaccompanied minors, really, are likely to be exempted from the restrictions. Wow. So if you're a minor whippersnapper, thug, criminal, gangbanger under 18 or pretend to be under 18, you have a whole mustache and stuff, then you can get in. The order stands to be the most restrictive border policy that Biden has put into place to date. So they claim, the ladies at the Skim, they're suckers. He's taking a page out of his predecessor's playbook to do it. That would be our greatest president, Trump. Biden plans to use Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act to enforce the executive order, which our greatest president used when he wanted to ban citizens from Muslim-majority countries. Based. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show, the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question for today, and it's a doozy, what are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? Amazing question. If you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, if you're too busy to watch it live, you can podcast, of course. You can podcast it later. Or you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad if you're, like, outside, busy, doing whatever you're doing, right? By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. 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 888-7753-773. Before I go back to the phones here, Hake is here with Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, the wall going up.
That's right.
Oh, the wall going up.
An old JLP classic.
That's right. And the president is on his way back. And if he gets back, the wall going up.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Retro Memento bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Hello, JLP and crew. Just purchased my Great Black Hope t-shirt, ! Now I am on a quest for your action figure. Any updates?
Amazing. Not yet. And take time. Hang in there. We will let you know. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Retro Memento says, best wishes to Sean. He will be missed.
Did y'all see you, Sean, yesterday? Update on Sean.
Indeed.
Amazing. I think Sean may be missing us already.
I think so.
Amazing. Thank you.
Alexandra Vasquez donated very generous on Bond JLP Cash App.
Thank you.
And also on Buy Me a Coffee, someone bought 5. Hey, thanks for everything. I know these coffees are going to help someone in need. Looking forward to being in church in person.
Right on. Thank you, and thanks for supporting us to help us to help others. Thank you.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Ravender, 4 coffees. Jesse, say, do you happen to have a woman to wed for Friday?
What?
Do you happen to have a woman to wed for Friday?
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure either. It sounds like it's is you, Ravinder. Are you looking for a woman for Joelle Friday, or for this Friday?
I don't.
This coming Friday that you want to marry.
I don't understand the question at all, but thank you. Maybe you need to clear it up a little bit. Thank you.
Not a victim. Five coffees. Yesterday, I was in the truck, and a man had put a radio ad out over the FM airwaves about good sportsmanship and Caitlin Clark. This in Houston, Texas. Wonder if it impacted anyone. I listen to the radio when I'm driving, and it was a shock to the system in a way.
It's unfortunate, but I do understand. It's unfortunate, but I do understand. White people trying to play basketball as a sport in the right way and have fun with it, and the blacks up there turning it into a ghetto game out of jealousy and envy. They want this white girl to lower her standard so it looked like they are winning. And all they're trying to do is be the best that they can be, play a game, and they got to fight with the blacks. Isn't that amazing? All they're doing is playing basketball. And the blacks are turned into a ghetto. And they don't care. They just don't care how they act. They don't care. You think those black girls care at all that they knock that woman down or attacking her on the court? And the coach, the black coach, don't even care. Because if she did, she wouldn't allow that to be happening on her team. My country is gone because white people are afraid. They won't speak up. Amazing. Thank you.
Pardon me. Over on DLive, Evgeny Crosby says Caitlin Clark needs some hot sauce in her purse. Purse emoji.
Man.
Oh, fit in with the blacks. The one day I forget my water bottle and I don't have water handy.
Oh, God. Will you survive?
I'm tough.
Thank you.
C on C, three coffees, Jesse. Side eye emoji. Is it being negative? Person, is it being negative person to feel that there is no beauty in the world and everything now is not appealing? How could a generation be any better if the parents and grandparents are not a good example? So when you see that there's no beauty in the world, is that being negative? Triple question mark.
And what does he mean, no beauty in the world?
Well, she does go on. Maybe she explains. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow.
That's a song.
Oh. Children today going to suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a hot mess .com. Such a sad way to live. Forlorn emoji. P.S. I'm still a woman scored. Scored or scorned? I won't let it go. Angry face, tears, American flag, helmet, straight face, disappearing, and cloudy.
Amazing. That's a lot, Theon, but I don't understand it. Is she saying that there's no love, beauty in her?
No, in the world.
But oh. It sounds like she's feeling pretty bad.
She was wondering if she's just being negative.
It sounds like it.
Watch yourself, Theon.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Theon. I'm not sure. Make it clear for me, a little clearer.
Just because the world is ugly out on the outside doesn't have to mess with you.
The world, the physical world itself is not ugly.
That's true.
It's the people who are ugly.
Or the people kind of make some areas ugly.
Right. Because they're ugly. They throw plastic bottles into the ocean.
Yeah.
They turn a nice neighborhood to a ghetto. Blah, blah, blah. So it's the people, not the physical world. I don't quite know what you're saying, Osea. Make it clear, all right? And thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Justin Childers bought a coffee. Jesse, my neighbor just found out. He has a daughter he didn't know existed. Apparently the mom can't take care of her, so the authorities got a hold of him to take her, and he's so excited. He loved her even before he met her as soon as he found out she existed. All fathers have love for their children. Amazing.
Fathers love their children, and when they leave the mother of the children. They don't leave the children. But the mother made the children think the father left them because of the wickedness of her heart. She doesn't love the children. She doesn't love the father. She just wants to control. Well, congratulations. I wish you well with that. Thank you.
Stan 69 with a diamond. JLP stole that saddle from a Mexican. He black. Cowboy emoji.
That's definitely a Mexican saddle. Or at least a towel around it.
Maybe the Mexican gifted the saddle to JLP.
They did.
Mexicans love JLP.
Right on. It did. It's a gift. Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. So, hey, I want you to respond to one soundbite before you leave.
Sounds good.
It's interesting. This is about the Great White Hope. And I have to say before I play the soundbite, what's happening with Donald Trump today is amazing to me. In the way that he's dealing with it and what's going on. Donald Trump, so far, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but Donald Trump is dealing with evil like no one I ever seen. I read about Christ. I know that he dealt with it perfectly. Donald Trump, in my time of living on this earth, is the only person I've ever seen deal with evil so far in a perfect way. Isn't that amazing? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. So that was a discussion, I guess, with Michael Noah. And Michael was one of our guests at one of our men's conference, at the Barn Men's Conference. He was a guest at one time. And Michael Noah of Daily Wire was on Piers Morgan's show challenging a younger lady, progressive political activist and journalist, Francesca. Am I right?
Francesca, yeah.
Francesca
Fiorentini, I guess.
Whatever. On a panel on Trump's supposed crime. Watch this from Piers Morgan, uncensored. Censored. Watch this.
My fellow panelist here is celebrating that the rule of law has been vindicated and overturned 234 years of American legal tradition. I would challenge her to see if she could possibly articulate how and what crime Trump committed, because so far Alvin Bragg, the DA, has failed to do so. The judge in the case, Judge Mershon, has failed to do so. And they can't do it because Trump didn't commit any of the crimes for which he's been convicted.
Well, let's just ask quickly before I go to Kevin. Francesca, just on that point, what crime did Trump commit?
It was financial crimes. It was white collar crimes.
Which one charged him.
He was convicted on.
What was the crime?
It's New York state law.
No, I understand. What was the crime?
It is New.
Francesca,
just got convicted on 34 counts.
Francesca, what was the crime?
Of like cooking the actual books.
What was the crime?
You are not allowed to. To use your own financial, like your own money, to pay off somebody, and then he logged it as something different. He logged it as just a regular payment, but he was actually paying off this porn star to keep quiet, which, if he hadn't been running for president, would not have mattered, but he was, and so it impacted campaign finance laws in New York State. Okay, that is what Juan Merchan just oversaw this.
Okay.
Alvin Bragg brought these charges because Michael Cohen was already sentenced to three years to do it.
Let's just go before Kevin. I'll be very, very, very patient. We'll come to you.
Look, I'm no expert. Let me just say, hang on.
No, Francesca.
You are no expert.
Campaign finance law is a federal law. Hang on.
What? She had no clue.
What a mess.
Wow. And you say?
If it's not clear what he did wrong, and you have to take that long to explain it, or you have to say something about something that he supposedly did with his own money and recorded it in some way, it sounds like they're bending the rules to make him a felon.
So far, I haven't heard one liberal or right-o Republican that might be against Trump explain what he did. What law did he break? No one has been able to say it.
Yeah.
How can you convict is Trump black? How can you convict someone on a crime that you can't say what he did?
I don't know. They just call it business fraud. And when it's business fraud, you think, oh, he scammed somebody. Oh, he lied to the people. But there's no evidence of anything like that.
This girl went on TV to talk about it, and she had no clue.
Right.
I was surprised Pierce allowed her to make a fool of herself by asking her over and over again, what law? What did he do? What law? What did he do?
Yeah.
Is he okay with Trump or something?
He is friends with Trump.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, and he doesn't agree with Trump on a lot of stuff because he's like a liberal and
right.
A mess and not American. But he knows good TV. Sometimes he's kind of fair.
Right.
Every now and then he's kind of fair. You know, he's kind of hit and miss. And then he knows that this is good TV. This is what another person on X said. Pierce is smiling because he knows that this is good TV.
And Michael Noe did an amazing job laying out that she didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Amazing job. Right on, Michael.
I remember when he was kicked off of Fox News for calling that mentally ill Swedish child a mentally ill Swedish child.
Oh, yeah.
And then the female who's running Fox News, like, he's not welcome anymore.
And now they won't let him back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if it's to this day, but that was several years ago.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you, Hake.
Yep. Nice.
888-775-3773. Let me go to James out of Maryland. James, welcome to the show. You on air.
Thank you. It's amazing to talk to you, sir.
Thank you.
I would like to talk to you about how you recommend people not read their Bible. I discovered that the only thing that ever got me closer to God was reading my Bible, and especially the New Testament. But once you read the New Testament, you need to understand the Old Testament so you can understand the whole Bible and the whole picture.
When did I tell someone not to read the Bible?
Well, because we become Bible thumpers and we're judgmental and blah, blah. And I understand that, but I think
tell someone not to read the Bible?
Oh, man, you say it all the time. You should not read the Bible.
I've never told anyone not to.
I can give you
20. Hey, James. James.
Okay.
I never told anyone not to read the Bible. I said when you read it, don't read it to remember it.
Okay.
And when did I tell someone not to read it?
You said several times, I recommend you not read the Bible.
I've never said that.
You is? Jesse, okay.
And how are you?
I'll let it slide.
You don't need to let it slide. I never said that. There's nothing to let slide, all right? And you said reading the Bible
got me closer to God.
And what way it got you closer to God?
I found that I understood the way the world is and the way the intellect of God was more so than I did before.
How was the intellect of God?
He's a loving God.
How is the intellect of God?
Say again.
How is the intellect of God? What does it mean?
I don't understand your question.
You said that you learned the intellect of God.
No, I say I get closer to the intellect of God, I thought.
And what is the intellect? What is the intellect of God?
Loving your brother and sister, because it's already finished. It's already done. We just have to get along. And one of the things we need to do is stop this war. Biden's going to get
James.
Okay.
And yes. Why do you love everyone?
I try to, sir, but I can't.
Do you love everyone?
I do, but I when they're hurting me, I can't.
Do you love everyone?
Yes.
You just went around the circle. You try to, but you don't. When they hurt you, you don't.
I, even though they're hurting me, I still love them, yes.
You love everyone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, thank you, James. You stay closer to God's intellect and see how far that gets you, okay?
Hey, 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 wait. Don't hang up on me. You know, I love the way you say anger. This is the reason I've been listening to you for, like, 15 years, because I've been trying to let go of my anger. And my anger and the righteous anger I used to believe was righteous anger. But I realized that it's my own anger from judgment. But
why haven't you dropped that by now? If you've been listening for a long time,
I drive the Baltimore Washington Parkway, sir.
Yeah, James. 888-7753-77. What's going on? The crazy's calling my show today. What the? 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to, there's a line open. Let me go to Joe, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Joe. Oh,
great to see you. Love you. Love your show. I just discovered it just a few out of ways. But what I want to talk about is the so-called N-word, or I should say the exploitation of, I wish I could say it because it's a nautical term.
No, we understand what you're talking about. You don't need to say it.
Okay, very well. Okay, nautical terms. I'm a sailor here in Chicago. I sail the Lake Michigan and everything. I'm originally from Eagle Pass, Texas, and everything. But anyway, the point is that it's a nautical term. It's a sailing boat term, just like the word rudder, bow, sprit, rigger, mast, boom, jigger, port side, mizzen. Okay? The word itself is a job description. It's the young white men, inexperienced, the least experienced, on the boat, but wanted to get on the boat to go to Africa to get slaves, or anywhere really, that would race and lower the anchor. That's it. They would race and lower the anchor. Those were the N-word boys, men, I should say. And it's been exploited by everybody. And if I ask anybody, if I even to ask you, or to ask you, what happens, whether what is the definition? You get an emotional response. I get an emotional response. I get a, oh, it's Niger from Africa. It's
so Joe, yes, so you're explaining, if I'm hearing you right, because I don't quite understand what you're saying. You're talking about how the N-word came about?
No, what it really means.
Oh, and so when it the
original meaning of the word.
And the original meaning of the word is what?
It's a job description on a sailboat. It's the part where where young white men, the way it started, because it was white guys. It's a white term, and it had nothing to do with color. It was a job description. Okay, it's a job description. Like if I say you're the jigger, you're the guy in the front with a big sail. You're the mizzer, you're in the back. You're the rigger. You're the one that rigged the boat. Okay, everybody has terms. There's really weird terms: port side, anchor. You know, all those. When you go on a sailboat, all those words are different than our normal words. Okay.
Well, the one thing I'm sure about is that these words are being used in order to deceive the people.
Amen. Yes.
To divide and conquer. They want the people angry. They want them divided. Yes. That's how they control you. By getting you angry, by using words, they make up things to keep the people divided. So I didn't know that that's where that word came from, but I'm not surprised that they took a word that meant something for the good and they are now using it in order for the bad, for evil. That's not surprising at all.
But here's the wacky part about it is when I'm from Eagle Pass, Texas. And when I came to Chicago, I had never seen a black person. I mean, I'm sorry, I had never met a black person, you know, in life like that. And the word in Spanish Negro is what you guys call Negro. It's that's now that's a color description, like blanco, azul, verde, rojo, and now so when the Spaniards saw the slaves being used to lower and raise the anchor, because that's what they did, you know, because it was a dangerous job, and a lot of white men were lost their legs, limbs, eyes, so on and so forth. If you ever see a guy without a leg on a boat, you know, you see that peg leg thing. Anyways, the point is that they conflated. Oh, they never seen a black guy either, so it's negro. And now all of a sudden they heard the white guys call him the N-word, and they conflated it, so that's the way it developed. The
amazing.
Negro. Thank you. The word negro is black. That's a description. I could say black tire, black hair, black skin, negro tire, so on and so forth. But when it comes to this N-word, and I deal with a lot, I do a lot of parties here in Chicago with a lot of black neighborhoods with a face painter with children. They use it constantly. Hey, N-word, hey, how are you? This and that. And I ask, do you know what it means? And no, they don't. Nobody knows. But should a white guy use it, you get arrested. Even now, I can't even say it on your show, the N-word. But it's no, I mean, let's put it this way. If they were called riggers, we would be calling the R-word or jigger, the J-word. And that's an exploitation.
Well,
that
one thing I know for sure is that black people don't care about their word at all. They only pretend that the word is a bad word when white people say it, because they can manipulate and control white people with it. But it really doesn't mean anything. And if it meant anything, really meant anything to them, they would stop using the word themselves. But they use that word on each other and other people, like Natty going north. So I've always said that that word didn't mean a thing to the blacks. They realized that white people was afraid of that word.
Exactly. And now, but now when you're the best conduit to say this is what it means. That's why I'm calling, because I'm saying Jesse's the man. When I discovered you just a few weeks ago, I go, this is the man that could now start saying what this N-word really means.
But I understand what you're saying, Joe, but they don't care what it means. They don't want the real definition of it. They don't care about that. As the only way that word's going to mean nothing is when white people stop being afraid of it.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. I would wish I could, I kind of wish that I could be put in jail, not really, but charged with something to the Supreme Court, and so the Supreme Court say, this is a benign word. This has got nothing to do.
Wish you could go to jail for it, because you would go to jail and they'll still be doing what they're doing with the word. You can't change another person's mind.
But you could put it out there that the real definition.
But it won't mean a thing. I promise you it won't mean a thing.
Oh, that's too bad, because I really believe it will, because right now your listeners are listening to us talk, and at least they know, hey, that is the job description on the sailboat. It's the people that raise and lower the anchor. It has nothing to do with the color of the skin. The only reason it got that way was because the Spaniards or those speaking
Spanish. Yeah, but the only thing that's going to change, Joe, you got to change the hearts of the people. It's the heart that's wicked, and you must change the heart. And if the hearts of the people change, we can have peace on earth right now.
That I believe you. That I 100% understand you. But I do believe that I'm putting a crack in the situation here by you and I talking right now, and your listeners listening. And please, listeners, please understand what it is, and at least, you know, eventually let's make it like a little snowball. You know, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, it smashes this ridiculous thing about the word.
Yeah.
The word benign.
Thank you, Joe. Amazing call.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy.
Praying for you, brother.
Thank you. Bye now. Appreciate it. Quick break, 888-77, Jesse. Back in a moment. Amazing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Country and Western Tuesday. I know a lot of you like the country and Western music. I hear from you about it right on. And I hear that country and Western is making a comeback to the point, I don't know if it's true at all, but to the point that, and I may be wrong, I'll ask the experts about it later. That woman, that female Beyonce, she tried to make a country western music. I don't think it worked out very well, did it?
Amazing.
That's a question for Hassan.
Oh, did she? Is it true she tried to make a country western music song?
Yeah, she made an album, amazing album.
A country western amazing.
Yeah, country
I mean,
western
she made
album.
Country and western album.
Yeah.
What made her think she could sing country western? Oh, she's trying to get in because all the white girls doing so good with it.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. She's jealous.
That's right.
Lord have mercy.
But she also claims.
Joel says she can't. Joel says she can't. I guess he says she can't sing no country western.
It's some good songs on there.
Oh, yeah, right. You just like them because they're black.
Yeah, and she makes a point. She tries to make a point that blacks invented country music.
What?
She kind of says that country music was invented by blacks.
Oh, Lord. She's trying to sell an album. That's why she's saying that. She gets the blacks to believe that country western music was done by black. They're by her album. Her son and I disagree on these matters. said Joel. Joel Friday TV.
Amazing!
So she's going to say black people made country. Would she have said that had she not made the album, you think? I doubt it. I hadn't heard all that, so I don't know about all that. Amazing! The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And at 11, oh, you don't want to put up the things? And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV, he's back today. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Energy given to him by God. at 12 noon. And on Friday, the American Incubator is here from Monday through Thursday at 12 noon, Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right? For personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I'll do them for you. CAMEO.com for personal shout-outs. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, all that kind of stuff. And I would do them myself. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Over on DLive, P2 Plays donated a diamond saying,
what?
Very nice, P2 Plays. Appreciate it.
Thank you. What did that mean? Oh, he's doing the
maybe.
The
maybe he doesn't explain.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
C-on-C bought a coffee. I'm saying, she's explaining her prior okay. super chat.
Right on.
I'm saying I see no positive thing in this world. I be in my own world, and it's like nothing is appealing to me, and I'm just always seeing the worst in people and things now. Something wrong with me?
No. If I'm understanding you right, the world, human beings are evil, and the earth is hell for those who have not overcome the evil, and that's what you're seeing, absolutely. And I have never seen human hearts on display as I've seen recently in this country and around the world, but in this country especially. The heart is evil. When Christ said that human beings' hearts are evil and you should not trust them, he was not playing. He was not joking. You know, I hear in some of these interviews that the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, is doing right now, he's constantly calling these people evil. He's calling it out, and he's saying exactly what it is. This is evil. This is evil. These people are nasty, evil people. Family members, this is all around you. That's why the heart must change. And when the heart changes, the person going to change, then you'll see love on the earth. But you're right, Sion, in what you're seeing. And work on yourself, continue to work on yourself, so that in spite of all you see around you, you will not be affected by it. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Hey, let me ask, what are you, the biblical question, what are you trying to win?
Oh. I hadn't really pondered the question yet.
Really? Okay. You want to ponder?
I mean, I'm trying to win whatever's on my mind at the time. You know, like my mind gets easily distracted, so I'm trying to win my conversations with Joe from Phoenix when I'm on a conversation with him.
Right.
And sometimes after. Yeah.
And you're trying to win?
Yeah, I'm trying to win in those conversations sometimes.
Right.
And I think that's a good enough example for now.
Oh, okay.
But I think that it's kind of just depends on what my pursuit is. One of the things one of your guests has said on The Fallen State is what you focus on becomes important to you.
Yeah.
And so my focus gets directed depending on where I am and what I'm doing. And so that just becomes one of my little gods, if you will.
Amazing. Nice.
I don't think that's nice, but thank you.
That's the biblical question. Well, I appreciate it, Hank.
Yeah.
Thanks, you see on. And you're right in what you're seeing, but don't be angry. Just see it. And don't just see it. That's all you need to do is see it. That way you won't be affected at all by it. Amazing. Thank you.
Zorak90 over on cozy.tv/JLP says, 2 misdemeanors to hide a felony nobody can name.
What?
Regarding what Trump was guilty of.
I know. Isn't that amazing? I understand it. And Donald Trump is calling it out as it is. Donald Trump raised so much money in a day, I believe they said. 200 million or something like that?
I don't know.
200 million, I think. I may be wrong. I may be saying it wrong, but well, I know they said he raised 200 million, but I think it was in a day. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The more evil attack him, the better he becomes. And that's how it should be in your life. The more you attack, the better you should become. And you'll see why if you start working on yourself. Pay attention to the great white hole, folks. He is onto something. He knows something that most people don't know. He's had some reason, I don't know if because he was raised by a daddy or what, but somebody was a good example for him as a kid, and it stuck. It's amazing. Do you watch him?
A little bit, yeah.
What do you think about the way he's dealing with all this stuff right now? This is like major. Well, I want to use the word major. It might not be major to him.
Yeah.
But this stuff is happening, the court stuff, and everybody going after, not everybody, but most, the liberal, the children of evil going after him, and he's just doing his thing.
Yeah, he's taking it as if he's not the one going through it.
I know.
And he's said that he's taking it better than me. And yep. I don't even really care about the conviction thing.
Right.
Because, like, I have confidence in him that he can handle it himself.
Right.
And it's not my problem anyway. And apparently it's not his problem either. He's just...
Amazing.
He said that his family's having a harder time with it than he is.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah. And then he
and
said
somebody
the country
gonna
is,
get
too.
Your calls for just hold on. They'll have to this soon. Go ahead.
And the country is taking it worse than he is, too.
Yeah.
The worst people are the ones who hate him. But the people who are, like, overly loving him,
yep.
They're having a hard time with it, too.
Yeah.
They're freaking out.
I think that if they were to pay attention to the way that Donald Trump, the great white hope, is dealing with it, maybe they wouldn't take it as hard. Maybe. Because, a lot of people are really taking it hard. And that's why I keep warning people, don't get angry, though.
Yeah.
Do not get angry.
So, going forward with the Super Chats, Canadian David says, Tower of Babel Tuesday, yeehaw.
Amazing. Thank you.
Well, indeed.
Thank you.
Lizzie Longtoes over on Odyssey, ODYSEE.com/.
You Odyssey.
@ Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, Jesse. No, I haven't kicked my mom out. LOL. I don't remember the backstory exactly.
Me either. Who's that?
Lizzie Longtoes.
I don't remember the backstory.
She must have been supposed to kick her mom out, but she still hasn't done it or something.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Right on. Thank you, Lizzie.
Greenwall over on cozy.tv/JLP. Jesse's been saying that since the 90s, by the way. Read the Bible, but not to remember.
Yeah. That guy just ran off in the mouth.
Yeah, the Bible even says that. The Holy Spirit will call to your remembrance.
Absolutely.
You don't have to try to do it.
You don't need to do anything. Read it, put it away, and let the Spirit of the Father reveal to you what you just read. Then you'll be fine. But if you read it to remember, all you're going to get is intellectual knowledge, and you will be deceived by reading the Bible because the intellectual knowledge is not of God. The intellect is evil. Look at the world around you. The people are all intellectual people with degrees. Look how wicked they are. Look how crazy they are. Insane they are. It's amazing. Thank you.
Prince Vibes with the coffee. If I'm not in the mood, the hell comes out against me. What am I supposed to do? Divorce? Knock him with the frying pan to wake up? Or just be patient? I think this has to do with her husband, who always wants to... get with her. Or just be patient even if the creek rises on me. I can see it and let it go, but what if the other person stays in hell and is trying to suck me into their hell? Help, Jesse. What the? This is definitely what it feels like when doves cry.
And so break it down.
So she's given a few super chats talking about her husband wants to have S all the time.
Uh-huh.
And if she comes, if she's not in the mood, the hell comes out of him, I guess, against her. So what's she supposed to do? Divorce? Knock him with a frying pan to wake up? Or just be patient even if the creek rises on her, whatever that means? She can see it and let it go, but what if the other person stays in hell and is trying to suck her into hell? Help.
Well, I don't know, but because I don't quite. So her husband wanted to do.
I think so.
The baby making thing.
Right. Even though I think they're past baby making age, but I could be wrong.
Well, it is harder on a on the wife or the husband if one is working on themselves and the other one is not. It's definitely difficult in that situation, right? So what I would highly recommend is don't get angry about it. When you're trying to do that, all, as you said, all the time or however often, and you don't want to, don't get angry, and you will see how to overcome that situation. Be like Donald Trump. Don't get angry. But I do understand it's definitely, I counsel with people all the time. And one is working on themselves while the other one's not, the husband or the wife, and they're catching hell from the one that's not working on themselves, and it's difficult. It really is difficult. So stay calm. Don't get angry. Speak up, but don't resent, and you'll see your way out. The Father will guide you. He'll show you what to do. It's amazing, but I do understand. Thank you.
GMRR bought a coffee. Women are so masculine, and men are so feminine. In this time, SMH, shaking his head or her head.
I understand what you're saying, but women are not masculine. Are women masculine?
They're sort of mannish nowadays. A lot of times they play like they're mannish. They're not masculine in the good sense of masculine. I think they mean mannish.
Well,
you know what a mannish woman is, where she's just trying to be all tough and it doesn't work?
Trying to do what men do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've not seen masculine women.
Yeah. And if men are not feminine, they're effeminate.
Right.
Not feminine. Because feminine is like the good thing that a woman is supposed to be.
Right.
And masculine is the good thing that a man is supposed to be.
And men do have the spirit of the mother. So when you see men like that, you're looking at the spirit of their mother inside of them. The way they feel, the way they act, the way they think is the spirit of the mother. And it's not the man himself. But it's the spirit that made a home in the body and mind. Amazing. Thank you.
Sylvester in Florida bought a coffee. Thanks for showing up early to do the show.
Amazing. Thank you for helping us to do this. I appreciate it.
Al from Canada, we appreciate the message you put out there. Keep it up, sir. You're amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. And thanks for your support.
WT1 says, JLP, Joel TV needs to be on Rumble. Help a brother out.
Joel Friday is not on Rumble.
I'm getting all kinds of complaints. Joel Friday doesn't stream on Rumble, DLive, Twitch. They're not. The people are not happy with Joel Friday TV not streaming on their preferred platforms.
And why?
And I try to make excuses for Joel. I'm like, it costs money to be able to stream on these multiple platforms and custom RTMPs and things. It costs money, guys.
That's why he doesn't do it?
I don't know if that's why. I'm
he
just making excuses
that
for him.
They're all crap.
No, they all cap. Don't say, don't put words in his mouth.
I see. Oh, C-A-P, cap. What does that mean?
Means they're faking.
That's
like
not,
they
I
would,
thought it was an R, but it's a P.
I think he means that they're covering up their true intentions. Because if you wear a cap, then you're covering up your baldness.
Uh-huh.
And so he's saying that they don't actually care about Joel Friday. They
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was a C-A-P? Yeah, something like that.
No,
but
he wouldn't.
Like C-A-P, cap.
He wouldn't call the listeners
So he's
that.
Saying that people were saying that he's not on there. They don't. They pretend to care. They don't.
Yeah, I think. Unless I'm putting words in his mouth. They pretend like they're going to watch me on there, but they don't, he says.
Well, how do you know if he's not on there?
That's a good question. He did it before, he says.
And the answer is?
He did it before, and they didn't watch him on there.
He didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
No, he says.
Amazing. But anyway, thank you.
All right, and thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now. Sorry, WT. I guess you're not going to get Joel to budge.
It sounds like it. Not for a while, at least.
WT1.
Amazing. Thank you, WT1.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you. I know we're about to come to another break here at the top of this hour, but there is this weight loss thing that a lot of people have been, it's like a popular thing that a lot of people are using now. I don't know about a lot of people, but from the reports I've heard about it from other people, entertainers are using it, fat women are using it to try to lose weight. But according to the Daily Mail, and I asked someone about this too on the Fall Estate recently, I think on the episode coming up, I think, might not be that episode. But according to the Daily Mail, people who took popular weight loss drugs say their stomachs are paralyzed. Watch this from the Daily Mail.
He's saying no. Oh, he's saying wait.
Oh, we don't have enough time to play it. I'm sorry?
That's too long.
Oh, okay. I figured I would try to get it in anyway, but it's too long. But this popular, and we're going to play it when we come back. When we come back from the news break, we have another hour to go. But apparently, and I've heard people say, oh, this is such a good thing to do. It's an amazing way to lose weight. It curtails your appetite. You don't eat as much. And there are no really side effects to it. And then I heard other people say, well, we just don't know what it is right now. But there's side effects to all medication, if not all, most. Most stuff that people get you to put into your body, it causes some type of problems. And so I guess if this is true, and I don't know if it's true or not, it is starting to come out now that this particular weight loss drug, people started to feel the pain from it. And so, which leads me to believe that you just got to do it the right way. There ain't no easy way out. There's no, you got to get up, exercise, move about, watch how you eat and what you eat and how much you eat. It's like you got to take control of your own life. And the world is offering you these easy, quick fix ways out, but apparently they don't work. You got to do it yourself. 99 and a half won't do. You got to do 100. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. One more hour to go. Country and Western Tuesday. Hake is coming in with hate news, not the fake news. But the hate news, the guy with the good hair, and I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
So-called religious schools are getting taxpayer money by way of vouchers, school vouchers, because the parents are sending the children to the schools of their choice, and the people are mad about it. Phony Fauci got questioned, and CNN, of course, is taking up for him. I'll tell you what CNN says about it. And there is ongoing Israel drama and a heat dome over in this way, Arizona, California, places like that. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Tuesday, June 4th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. It's free via Skype. Even if you're overseas, just go to the dial pad and punch it in. You'll find it's toll free. You don't have to pay any fee to dial to a landline or anything like that. Nice, huh? Religious schools are getting billions of taxpayer dollars thanks to school vouchers, according to the far-left female-run outlet The Skim. And, of course, the anti-Christian Washington compost, where they kill democracy, quote-unquote, in darkness. They recently examined the nation's largest voucher programs, which can be used at almost any private school, and found most of the money's going to religious schools. I cracked. Voucher programs can offer up to $16,000 per student. They've been growing in GOP-led states. At least 20 states, school choice, you know. At least 20 states use some type of voucher system. In the six states where the programs have grown particularly large, participating families have reportedly overwhelmingly chosen religious schools, with some using the funds for schools their children were already attending. Nice. The Post analysts found that in Ohio, Wisconsin, and Indiana, over 90% of this year's school vouchers went toward religious schools. And like, that's a problem, huh? I wonder if there's a bunch of Muslims doing that stuff and Jewish people, too. The growth of voucher programs across states comes as recent rulings in the so-called Supreme Court have blurred the lines between the separation of church and state, which is not a real or valid concern. Supporters say vouchers give parents more options and that many of them see religious schools as the right choice for their children. Critics take issue with the tangling of government and religion as vouchers have become more popular, as if the kids have been forced against the parents' will into the religion of leftism? Oh, no. They also say that vouchers divert funds from public schools, which don't deserve it, which, unlike private schools, are required to cater to all students. Give me a break. Phony drama. China virus Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the 80-something-year-old former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, according to CNN, testified about the United States' response to the China virus, they call it COVID-19, scamdemic in a contentious House hearing on Monday. Whole lot of bluster, I'm sure. Phony Fauci supposedly fended off attacks from Republicans or Republicans who sought to undermine his credibility as if he has a whole lot of credibility and criticized the basis for so-called public health recommendations, communist buzzword, of course. He testified about possible origins of the virus that caused the China virus. He was saying it was from an animal, and then now they're maybe saying it was gain of function from a lab, who knows. And then he said the United States needs to be better prepared for the next scamdemic. Oh yeah, he wants to keep relevant, huh? He also clarified that the 6-foot guidance for social distancing did not come from him, but the scared woman-led CDC, unchristian CDC. So he claims, clarified, is a communist buzzword, maybe. Additionally, Fauci detailed the threats that he received during his tenure because he loved being on the big screen, on the silver, whatever that screen is, the TV screen. And the threats have continued since his retirement from government so-called service. He'd been serving himself since 2022. So evil people hating the evil person. What a mess. Israel drama. Israel informed the families of 4 hostages being held in Gaza that they are no longer alive, meaning they're dead. The circumstances of their deaths in Hamas captivity still under examination per the IDF. Ages between 51 and 84 per officials. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, it is a doozy. What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? What are you trying to win? It's an amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. If you're not able to sit and watch it now, you may be buying some fentanyl. You may be beating your wife or your husband right now. You may be whatever. You still could be listening to the show. You may be riding on the airplane and people fighting on the plane. You may be riding on the airplane and the doors are falling off. But you still can be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 605 on your iPhone or iPad. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond Cash App. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right, it's Tuesday. It's Country Western Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
The? Who let the dogs out? Whoop. Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I want to just play this one soundbite, and then I get to your calls and super chat. I mentioned this before we went to break. There, according to the Daily Mail, people who took a popular weight loss drug say that their stomach are paralyzed. Why is this from the Daily Mail?
So some doctors are calling for more research into the side effects of very popular diabetes and weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. They say the new side effects may be emerging And as the demand for these medicines skyrockets, our Meg Terrell, our medical correspondent, is here. What are the doctors worried about?
Yeah, so we know that the way these drugs work is they mimic a hormone in the gut called GLP-1, and that stimulates the body to produce insulin, can also curb hunger, and it slows the stomach from emptying. And it's that last thing that doctors are focused on now. Our reporter, Brenda Goodman, talked with three patients who had sort of a severe effect of that actually caused, or their doctors think perhaps caused, stomach paralysis or gastroparesis, a severe form of that, and that can cause severe vomiting and nausea. And of course, GI effects are known side effects of these medicines. You can see in clinical trials, nausea was felt by 20% of patients on Ozempic, 44% of patients on Wegovy, which is a higher dose of Ozempic, essentially for weight loss. The FDA has said it's received some reports of stomach paralysis among patients taking the medicines. They don't know if the medicines caused this. They did say in some cases that hadn't stopped, even after patients stopped taking the medicine. And so this is something that is known, but doctors are saying we really don't understand this effect well enough, and patients should really be aware of it. If they're having severe vomiting, for example, that's not a good thing. So Novo Nordisk, which is the maker of both Ozempic and Wegovy, says that these drugs and the class of medicines has been on the market, you know, for 15 years. They say they've been extensively studied both in clinical trials and since they've been on the market.
Stomach paralysis, though, is just scary when you hear it.
What is more scary than the medication itself? It's just all women there. Where are the men? How come men are not knowing? Why are they taking the jobs away from the men and giving them to the females? How would the men take care of their families? Oh, the female making the men stay home and take care of the family? That's worse than the medication. But it seems as though you got to know that anytime you take, and I don't know about all medication, but anytime you overdo medication, you take more than you should take, it's going to create some type of problem for the body, it seems. And so it looked like you would kind of know. I don't know if what is real with this medication or not for the weight loss thing, but you got to get out there and do it on your own. It's like when you're working on yourself spiritually. No one can help you work on you. You got to work on you. So when people can point the way to it, like I point the way, it's inside. Look within. Point the way, but you got to do the work. You can't take a pill to get better. On the straight and narrow path, you can't. So it's interesting to hear these people starting to complain about this so-called popular weight loss drug. It's interesting. Be careful. You got to start thinking for yourself. Don't just take the expert's word. Think for yourself. All right? Amazing. James, show the new guy how to put the description into the thing here. It's too long. I can't see what the people are saying. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mike, a first-time call out of New Jersey. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Mike.
I'm so grateful to be talking to you right now.
Thank you.
I will get right to it. Basically, my main question is, you know, I'm trying to move out of my home. I'm still living at home. I'm 44 years old. I know
you're
that's
44?
Beta. Yes, sir.
And you live with your parents?
Yes, sir.
Really? Why?
Well, you know, I had trouble with alcohol and drugs, you know, growing up, and I got involved in the AA program, and, you know, that helped me a bit, and then I found you, and so now I'm getting some real truth and somewhat better understanding of some of the mistakes I've made.
Yeah, okay.
And so, you know, I've been doing silent prayers, you know, not every morning and every night, but, you know, I'm doing it. I've gotten some discovery from it, and, you know, my question is, you know, I'm trying to move out, you know, because it's driving me crazy, the little things, you know, and so I want to purchase a home out here. I don't want to rent, but it's, you know, it's been a while as I've been searching, working with, you know, an agent to help me find a place to live. I don't have a lot of money. I have some money, enough for a down payment for maybe a small condo. You know, it's coming to the point where, do I need to rent just to get out? I don't want to rent because there's no investment there for me. But I guess my question is, what do I do? Do I sort of default to renting a place and getting out? Do I have a wait and see?
Are you working right now?
Yes, sir.
And do you pay rent at home?
Yes, sir.
You pay your parents rent?
Yes, every month, sir.
Oh, you do pay rent?
You want to know how much?
And so, no, I don't need to know that part. You don't need to say that. But so if you are paying rent there and then you're trying to buy you a place, then you'll be fine. I wouldn't recommend that you leave home and go pay rent somewhere else. You pay rent and then continue to look for your place, you'll be fine. Because it is, if you can, it is better to buy than it is to rent out. It's just that some men are still, and women are still living at home, and they're not paying rent, they're not paying utility, they're not doing anything to cause themselves to become independent. And so that's where the problem is. But if you're paying rent, you're fine. Just pay the rent. And don't argue mm-hmm. with your parents about anything. Don't let your mother try to treat you like a baby. You speak up to her when she does that. And just, you know, keep quiet and work on yourself.
Okay. I do appreciate that.
Why are you not doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Well, man, that's a great question. I try to do it mostly, make sure I do it at night because I have the time, but I'm not an early riser. I kind of get up and just kind of get myself together and head out the door and get to work. I don't really give myself enough time in the morning. Or at the same time, I do wake up early, and then I'll say, man, I need to do the silent prayer. But the thoughts tell me, you know, they start to make me worried. Like if I go back to sleep, then I won't. You know, I won't wake up, or I'll miss the alarm, or it'll give me these ideas like, you know, like you're gonna, you know, or you don't need to do it. You can do it on the way to work, or you can do it on your lunch break, or you can do it, you know, everything but doing it, waking up, sitting up, and doing it right then and there in the morning. I think it's just the ideas that I tend to believe in, or just go with that. You know,
so if I hear you correct, you still would rather worship the evil than good, because in this you got to put seeking the kingdom of heaven first, and you got to do what you want, of course, but you got to get up early in the morning and have that time, that quiet time, and then so that you can deal with the issues of life during the day, because it's during the day that you have your most challenge. You're dealing with what's happening inside of you. You're dealing with other people. And so evil does not want you to get up and be still and know the truth. So it is convincing you not to. It's telling you, oh, you don't have time, you don't have this, and you're believing it. And as long as you believe it, you're going to worship evil.
I completely agree with you, sir. And there are the times that I do it in the morning. My days go very fluid.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing, and I don't know why. It's like I know it's right, and I know that it works, yet I still, like you said, I choose to follow evil.
Yeah. Because if it was important to you, you would get up and do it no matter what. If you have to leave home by 5 o'clock to go to work, for example, you would get up right at 4:30 and do it. You would get up and you would make time for that. You got to put
absolutely
there. You can't make your own rules on this journey. You got to follow the rules, and the rules are you got to put first the kingdom of what's right before you, before your family, before your job, before everything. You got to put that first and then get up and go to work. And just and as you said, your day would be amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate your encouragement.
How does your mother deal with you now that you're living there? And you, have you forgiven her?
Yes, sir. I had forgiven her some time ago. I've been listening to you for almost a year now. And, you know, I heard your message. And at first I was very, you know, fearful of doing it, of approaching her, because, you know, I was one of those, my mother is an angel and a saint and you know, that kind of idea. And I finally just took some time. I said, you know what, it's now or never, because I've heard you say before, you know, like there's no promise of tomorrow. And yeah. So, you know, I just said, you know what, screw it, let's do it. And, you know, it went pretty typical of a lot of the ways people say, you know, I told her that I forgave her for, you know, turning me away from my father and for her, you know, being a nosy, you know, she's quite a nosy person, you know, and I don't get much privacy. You know, especially living at home, you know,
yeah.
She knows everything that's going on. And she kind of turned around and told me, like, I never really knew my biological father. She left him when I was 2 years old, and he passed away before I ever really got the chance to meet him. And so, you know, she kind of got a little bit upset and said, like, you know, started putting blame on him that he was an alcoholic or he was this or he was that.
That's how they do it.
And then eventually for once, single moment, you know, she said, well, she kind of had a change of mind and said, well, maybe I was wrong for doing that, you know, to you. And so, you know, and then she was crying and like, you know, just the tears were pouring out, you know, the crocodile tears. And then,
and they were all false tears trying to draw you back in.
Exactly. Exactly. And then she said, you know, she wanted to hug me and she said, you know, I love you so much and I love you. And I just, like, you know, I gave her a hug back, but I didn't say anything because, you know, you say to just kind of just remain calm and don't get caught up in her drama, you know, like. And so after that, you know, I've been looking to move out, and because I'm just sort of following sort of like your direction. I'm trying because it makes sense. It's not just because, you know, I'm just following along.
Right.
All the things you say make so much sense, but I'm behind because of, you know, wasting all my money on drugs and alcohol and selfish things, you know.
I understand.
So
now that you're still there, does she still get into your business? Is she still being nosy with you?
It's somewhat indirect, like recently, like it's always like it'll be like a text message, like, hey, can you give me a quick favor, you know, can you come up and do this for me real quick, you know. It's always like sort of like a push and pull kind of thing where,
yeah,
like, you know, just sort of like checking if I'm still gonna do favors and that sort of thing, and like sort of like check my loyalty almost in a sense, or like,
yeah,
you know. It's,
where's so, like, does she have a husband?
Yeah, I'd have a stepfather.
Well, tell her to tell her, ask her to husband do no favor, not you.
Amen. Amen. That was my first thought.
Are you able to tell her that?
That's something I'll need to work on. You know, I'll see, you know, what's the best, but, you know, I have to obviously seek the right way to do it without being, you know, angry, right?
But just how about, you know what, I'm not your husband. Don't be calling on me.
Right.
And so when she does those things, do you correct her or you let her do that?
Well, I kind of like, you know, just calm down first, because sometimes I just get angry right away,
right,
about it. And so I try to just like let a little time pass, and like eventually maybe I'll do it. But I won't do it to the point where it's like she'll want to ask me something when I go up and do something. Like, it'll be like, I'll just try to be short. I'll do the favor, and I'll just kind of walk away. I'll wave hello, and I'll go back to my business rather than try to, you know, have to have a conversation or her question me, where are you going? What are you doing today?
Well, she asked you to say, tell her none of her business. Why don't you just say none of your business?
You know, I need the direction, you know, to understand, like.
When she asks you, where are you going? Are you working today? Are you there? Just say none of your business.
Uh-huh.
Why can't you just say none of your business?
I wasn't taught or I never understood, you know. To me, it seems like, I guess, rude in a way, but
Is it rude for her to impose on your life like that? It's not rude for you to correct her. And if you don't correct her, you're going to continue to get angry, and that's going to keep you in hell because you're not speaking up.
100%.
And she doesn't care about how you're feeling. She doesn't care that she's imposing on your life. She wants what she wants, and she doesn't care what it means to you.
Right.
Stay away from the anger and just correct her. None of your business. Don't ask me where I'm going. Don't ask me when I'm coming back. Don't ask me if I'm going to work. That's not your business. I'm not your husband.
Right. Well, the other thing is, too, the other kicker is that we work in the same location. And so sometimes we're in the same, you know, it's a big, big place we work at. But yet we, you know, we're in contact with each other often as well because, and that's probably not a good idea either. But, you know, I do like where I work.
Does she contact you at work or do you go to her space?
Well, I try to avoid going over there to her space, you know.
Does she come to yours?
You know, no, not necessarily, no.
Oh, good. Well, here's what I recommend because of time here. I recommend you do the silent prayer morning and night, and I recommend you start speaking up for yourself. And when that spirit of anger comes, watch that spirit, but don't identify with it. Don't call it you. It is not you. So that it could be taken away from you.
Yes, sir.
Don't say, I'm angry. Don't say that. Just notice it's there, and the light of the Father will take it away. But don't say, I'm angry.
Right. That makes sense.
Because
I appreciate that.
It is not you at all, so stop identifying with it, all right?
Mm-hmm, 100%.
So do the silent prayer. And if you can stay there, pay rent, and stay there until you get your place, then that's fine. But it looks like you're going to have to speak up. Otherwise, she's going to treat you like a kid, and they're going to keep you down.
Yes, sir.
But don't argue with her. Speak up, but don't argue with her. You don't have to have a long conversation with her about it. Just say none of your business. Don't ask. Or you can say, hey, don't ask me where I'm going and when I'm coming back. I'm grown.
Right on.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike, I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Jesse. You're the best. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir. God bless.
You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Reagan out of Tennessee. Reagan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
I had a question about righteous anger and I guess everything else, you know, righteous judgment. There's a lot of people, my family members included, who tout this. It's a belief of theirs. I mean, they really believe it. And
are you on a cell phone or something? I mean, Bluetooth?
No Bluetooth, no.
Are you in the car?
I am, but it's not on the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I hear you better now. Go ahead.
Okay, I turned the air conditioner off. Maybe that's what it was.
Okay.
Okay. My father-in-law, he tries to pick a fight with me on occasion. Anytime the Bible's brought up, anytime Christianity's brought up, which we both claim to be Christians. I believe I am. He wants to argue about this righteous anger. He wants to convince me to believe his way, and I see it as an excuse to sin. This righteous anger and righteous judgment, and I wanted to know your thoughts on it.
What do you think about that, and how do you deal with people who, or do you deal with people who?
Number one, there's no such thing as righteous anger. No such thing as righteous anger. When they say that, they have no clue as to what that means at all, and they're just using that in order to be angry and make up an excuse. Well, I'm just doing righteous anger. They're lying to you. That's evil. They're lying to you, right? It's evil. And I would not argue with him about it at all. If you want to believe in his little righteous anger, let him believe that way. Don't argue with him, but don't allow him to control you with it either.
Right. I walk away, and he's dumbfounded when I do.
Yeah.
Because I used to argue with him, and he gets nowhere.
Does he live with you?
No. Oh, he lives in my neighborhood, though. So I see him frequently.
Why you live so close to him?
That's the way it worked. My house is there. His house is there. And I married his daughter.
when you met her, they were already your neighbor? They were already close to you?
Yes.
They already live. Oh, I see. And so, no, don't argue with him about it. Just say, hey, no such thing as righteous anger, and don't argue about it. Let him, you don't even argue with him at all, because it's just two devils arguing.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the same for judgment, that whole deal?
Yes. Judgment
is just evil.
It's 100% evil. And if you judge others, you shall be judged. Because one thing for sure and without a doubt, and that's going to work, is when you, what you do to others will be done to you.
Yeah.
You're doing it to yourself.
Yeah. And if you just stay away from it, then you won't have a problem later on.
That's right. That's right. Why do you get into those conversations with him, period?
You know, I'm kind of, I think you caught my ego, right? I enjoy it sometimes, but I shake my head and I said, no, I got to get away. You know, and I do. It's short-lived these days, but maybe a year ago you asked me, how often do you argue with people about these things? It was frequent, very. We're trying to convince each other and correct each other.
Yeah.
And Bible thump and thump, thump, thump.
Yeah. And where is the love in you trying to prove something to them, arguing with them to get a rise out of them? Mm-hmm. Why do you give in to your vanity that way if you're trying to overcome it?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'd say I stopped entertaining it. I've been listening to your show live. See, I usually use Spotify, and I can't call in because it's over with. But I was thinking, maybe too much, but I was thinking about what you were saying. A lot of people call in with these good biblical conversations. I'm like, man, you know, there's no point really, just based on the answers you're giving, it makes me think there's really no point in going back and forth and throwing punches. It's just because it does bad.
It's just two devils trying to prove that they're right.
And nobody walks away happy.
Right. Absolutely. But I would recommend, if you love these people, even your enemy, you should cut out the arguing with them. Do not argue with them about anything, but especially about truth. You cannot argue with them about truth, because most people, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to know the truth. They love their misery. They love being Bible thumpers, but they don't love overcoming being a Bible thumper. They want to be that. It feels better to the ego to be a Bible thumper than it is to overcome being a Bible thumper.
He really praises himself. He wants to be a teacher. And he's proud of that fact. He considers himself a teacher. And I notice he's offended when people don't call him teacher. That's really bad, I think. But
can you hold for a minute, Reagan?
Absolutely.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. We're going to get to all of your calls and your super chats and everything right after this break. Back in a moment.
We have
the treasure chest is now open on D-Line. Thanks to God. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Couple announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. The Hake Report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV, he black. He's back. He's back. And he black. He black. Mending relationships at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, the American anchor baby. Energy given to him by God. The American anchor baby, a genius. Amazing. And you don't want to miss that at 12 noon. And you can podcast all the shows as well. You can podcast them all. And don't forget to check out our merch. Amazing merch. Amazing merch. And at rebuildingdemand.com. All right. All my books and everything are amazing. I will sign the books. So you can go to rebuildingdemand.com. From rage to responsibility. From rage to responsibility. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black America. And a little small pocket guide, 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. And the little pocket guide is like 7 simple steps. Whether you're working or you have your own business, meaning that you work for someone else or you have your own business. If you do those steps, you can't go wrong. If you don't do them, it ain't going to work. It's like with anything, you got to do it. And last but not least, the antidote healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. The antidote. All the books are amazing. Yes, I will sign them to whomever you want me to. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. Rebuildingdemand.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And then counseling. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Major, amazing counseling service. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. All right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. And be patient with the front desk there. It is my schedule is like booked up for counseling. So, but we'll get you in as soon as we can. Sometimes people say, "Oh, I need to reschedule." We'll let you know right away. All right. So, rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. And while you're there, make a donation. We need your support. Let me go quickly back to Reagan. 888-775-3773.
Reagan. Yes.
How do you feel about your in-law, your father-in-law?
I don't have a feeling about it anymore. You know, I kind of settled it in my own mind.
So you don't
my wife, however, she's kind of going with the wind. He's I don't know if it's him changing her mind, but he's trying to get his fingers in my marriage, you know, and corrupt her. So I'm dealing with that.
He's trying to what now?
The things we talked about, the righteous anger, this and that. So obviously I disagree. You know, I leave my wife differently. You know, I don't tolerate anger. I don't entertain it. I won't argue with her. And she doesn't argue much. But my father-in-law, her father, when they speak, she'll come home with this attitude that righteous anger is a thing. And I have to, you know, straighten it out, iron out the wrinkles there each time. So it's like he's trying to corrupt my marriage.
So why do you allow her to go around him?
Right.
No, that was a question.
I don't know. I'm torn because I don't want trouble, I guess. It does say flee from your mother and father, so.
Right. It said get away from your mother and father. Why do you allow her to go around him?
Because I'm not fearing the right thing there, huh? I don't know. But if I had to guess, it's I'm not totally fearing God, because if I did, I'd be fearless and decisive and say, no, you can't go over there.
But why, for you. why don't you tell her that she can't go over there? If he's doing creating these kind of problems with your marriage and making it difficult by brainwashing your wife, why do you allow her to go over there?
Currently, I do allow her to go over there. And so far, I haven't had too many issues. You know, she's starting to understand. But this has been a back and forth. Well, I'll stop her from going over. I say, no, all he's trying to do is, you know, what I just told you. And she'll say, whatever. But she'll listen to me. She won't go over there. And then she'll, in her own time, come around and say, you know, maybe you're right. He was very pushy. And then I'll let her back over there because she sees clear. But then another issue will come up, like judgment or whatever. And so I guess I'm coming to a head here. I got to make a decision on that.
But why do you let her go over there knowing that even when she said, oh, I understand, why do you still allow her to go over there knowing that he's going to interfere with your marriage like that?
I feel that she's going to see it for herself. And, you know, whether I let her go over there or not, I don't think it really has weight in her seeing it clearly.
What made you think she's going to see it for herself? She doesn't see it for herself. Why do you think she sees it for herself?
Because in my experience, it's an individual walk. You know, it's just like trying to convince somebody. You know, I take it away from her, but only when she sees that it's harmful or not productive does she actually stop and know why she stopped.
Does God say take your family away from your family and her family? Or does he tell you to hang around and let her see it for herself?
Get away from your family.
So why are you allow her to go over there then?
I don't know, but it can't be good.
But you said what the reason was. You said you're afraid of trouble.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that must be it.
Is it?
It feels like
that's it.
Yeah, it seems that way. I feel like that's it.
And what type of trouble?
you know, I looked up to her father. We did Bible study years ago for many years. We learned together and we were on the same page, and there was a split where he got into these weird ideas, and he turned his faith on his head, and I stayed steady. And I guess I just don't want any more disagreement between me and him. I still consider her his daughter, not my wife, I guess, is what the main point is.
So what type of trouble will you get if you kept your wife from, if you forbid your wife from going over there?
Honestly, I don't think that would, inwardly, myself, I'm cool. But it's the things around me, so I can't really pinpoint that. I don't know.
But you said you said you were afraid of trouble. What type of trouble?
Argument. You know, I don't entertain it.
What type of argument? Argument about what?
Anything. You know, he gets hot.
But I'm asking, Reagan, what type of trouble will you get in by telling your wife she cannot go over there because of what he's doing? What type of trouble would you get?
The hell in them coming out at me because they disagree and me not wanting to deal with it at all. You know, that trouble.
So if you don't protect your wife from them, who will protect her?
No one, because I'm her husband. I don't know about that. Me, I'm supposed to.
And so you'd rather deal with the trouble, the hell that's going to come from your wife by her listening to them than to deal with them?
I would rather deal with my wife.
And so why not stop her from going over and tell them don't come to your house and that she can't come over there because of what he's doing? He's making your marriage, your life difficult. It's hard enough being married as it is. It's even worse if you have that going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
Okay,
what?
Mull this over in my head, and I'll take care of it the way I see fit at the time. You know, it's maybe not as bad as I'm making it sound. It's bad because it's not right. And he's trying to change her mind on things, and I'm trying to lead her one way. My teachings, not my teachings, I'm just relaying what God has shown me, what the Holy Spirit has taught me. Very simple things, very few things. Mostly what you've brought to my remembrance. Yeah, I've been a long time listening, about 10 years. But, and he's, you know, saying this and that and getting all emotional with her. You can't be thinking this way. So I just, because I'm not too emotional, I don't entertain it. I just rather you come on home and, you know, we'll patch it up when you come home.
But why let her go over there and don't do that? If you wouldn't have to have anything to patch up if you didn't allow her over there. Does he come to your house too?
So she can see it for herself?
Reagan. You got her. She lived right next door to him.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't take her away from him. Does he come to your house too?
Not anymore. We used to have dinners and such, but it became chaotic, so I stopped it.
And then stop her from going over there then?
Okay, I will. And I don't have any problem doing that, but I wanted to run it by. I didn't know the conversation would take this point, but that's a great point that I haven't done it yet. Why? Because I do believe that's the right thing to do.
Well, you said you haven't done it because you're afraid of the trouble.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Why are you afraid of him? Just tell him no, she's not coming because you're teaching her the wrong way and it brings problems to my home, my marriage, and she's not coming.
Yeah. Well, I guess I would say I'd be afraid of that because, like I say, all the past that I have with him, you know.
But where is the past?
Gone.
So completely. Why are you thinking about the past? It doesn't exist.
I'm a selfish man, really. That must be why. You know, I'm living in the past and the past ain't here.
Amazing.
That's for me.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes. Yeah, if I say don't go over there, which I have before, I say, no, not today. And she doesn't argue with me.
I've dated girls too.
So why do you change your mind then and let her go?
Well, it depends why she goes over there, I suppose. If she's going to help him with the lawn or something, that's one thing. But if she's going over the sole purpose of Bible study or to get intellectual with
it. She shouldn't even go over there to help him with the lawn and let him get a Mexican.
Yeah. 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 Okay. You make sense.
Either you're going you are the head of your wife. Either your father is not her head. Her father is not her head. You are the head of your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to start acting like it, man. Do what you want, but you need to start acting like it.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid of that. Don't argue with that man. Don't be afraid of him. You just live your life and let him think and do whatever he want to, but you live your life. You take care of your family. You have kids?
No, not yet.
How long you been married?
About a year and a half.
You need to be busy making babies.
Yeah, and that way I won't be getting myself in trouble. I'll be too busy raising a family.
And she wouldn't have time to be going over there.
That's true.
Keep her pregnant in the kitchen.
And she, you know, she's real good. She's a great homemaker. Yeah. She's wonderful. She's all about not getting her career going, this and that, at the expense of the marriage or anything. She's all a team player.
So it's time for you to step up to the plate.
Yes, sir. I will. I'll call you back. I'll let you know how it goes.
I wish you well.
Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE While hate is coming in, let me go to Kyle. Is this Kylie? Kyle, a first-time call out of Florida. Kyle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I've watched your show for a long time, and I appreciate everything you do. I know you are a bit advocate on, you know, forgiving your parents, especially your father when they, I guess, do you wrong.
Your father and mother.
Right. I guess, in my predicament, my father,
are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I never really had a good relationship with my biological father. I was raised by my mom and stepdad.
Right.
My biological father tried to put me into child trafficking with his wife, my stepmom. And at 5 years old, I eventually got the guts to tell my biological mom and stepfather what was going on. And they took me away from my father and stepmother. And I just don't see how I could forgive someone for being a pedophile. That makes sense.
Why can't you forgive him?
They did unspeakable things to me as just a little boy.
I understand that, but you're not going to be free until you forgive him, because whatever he did or whatever they did to you, it wasn't them. They were being driven by the same spirit that's been driving you. And when you understand, yes, that was wrong, but it was evil working through them. It wasn't them. They could not help themselves. And then you forgive them, and God will forgive you, and you'll be able to live your life. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with them. You don't have to go over there. You don't have to do anything. But you're not going to be free until you forgive them. Because even God hold nothing against the child trafficking person as well. So you don't have a right to hold that against him. But you, for you to be free, you got to forgive him.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
But again, don't go around them and all that kind of stuff. But you got to forgive them if you want to be free.
Right. Because I understand what you're saying. You know, I'm 32 years old now.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen them since I was 5 and a half. And, you know, my earliest memory is being tortured, basically.
Right.
And I still have a hard time sleeping after all these years. Especially when you get in your 30s, you start reflecting on your life. And I know I have to let it go.
Yeah, because what's happening is you holding on. It's not you holding on to evil. It's reminding you of the past. It reminding you of what happened. And because you have not let the anger go, you can't sleep or anything. And evil wants to destroy you. It doesn't want you to let go of the past. It wants to destroy you. You let go of the past by forgiving, and you live in the now, in the present. You have a brand new day. You have a brand new start every day. You'll be fine. But if you don't forgive, it's going to keep reminding you until it convinces you to destroy yourself. You must forgive right. So you can forget.
Right. Yeah, that's what my stepfather and mom have told me. And, you know, I've had just thoughts of ruining my life, like you said. And
yeah.
I know I need to let it go.
Because your body has healed from all that. It's your spirit that has not healed, because you're still one with evil. You're one with the devil and not with God. And God can't help you until you forgive, until you see you're wrong. Yes, that was wrong, what happened to you, pure evil, but they can help themselves. They are driven by evil. Forgive them so you can be free. Just realize they could not help themselves. Realize they couldn't help themselves. They had things that happened in their lives that caused them to become angry. They had a mother, too. Their mother set them up. And so forgive them so God can forgive you. Then you'll forget. All that stuff will disappear, and you'll be free.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's what my mom and stepfather told me. And I know I need to work on that, because I don't want to ruin my life, like you say.
Yeah. And again, that's evil reminding you of what happened. It's not God reminding you. It's not you reminding you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. The thoughts set you up, because the thoughts are of evil. They're of the devil. And they want you to remember. And if when you do remember, it feels like it's still happening. It is not happening. When it happened then, it happened then. It's not happening now. And that's why another reason you must forgive, so you can live in the presence of God rather than the presence of evil.
Right. And I agree 100%. You know, I regret staying away from God for so many years, because I was just so angry of what happened to me as a child. And I know I need to get closer to God.
Well, he will draw you right unto him if you forgive. He's going to draw you into the kingdom of heaven. He's going to give you perfect peace. It'll be amazing. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir.
Are you doing it every day?
Yeah, I pray every day.
Do you do the silent prayer, my silent prayer?
I kind of do my own prayer.
Do the silent prayer.
Okay.
Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. So God can cause you to be still and let him take over your life for you. He'll lead you.
Yes, sir.
Do your little hooping and hollering if you want to. And when you finish hooping and hollering, be still and know God. He want to bring you out of the darkness of your imagination, all right?
Yes, sir.
So do the silent prayer. Let me know how that go. And forgive your father and stepmother. They could not help themselves. Stay away from them, but just don't be angry at them.
Yes, sir. I greatly appreciate this.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super
Chats.
Over on DLive.tv, a couple of Diamonds from Cactus Eater Bear, experts on the news, talk like a drunk in a bar.
That's right. Thank you.
Stan 69 with a diamond. JLP says, lay down your weapons.
Yep.
So let evil go on?
Lay your weapon down and you will defeat evil. Keep your weapon and evil will defeat you. For sure. Amazing. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia, monthly supporter on Rumble. People are buying fake Ozempic, too, that does damage.
Amazing. I got to stop there.
J1D2 says, he afraid, hashtag beta, referring to that caller.
He better deal with his stepfather. I mean, father-in-law.
And shout out to Aries One, Stan 69, Cactus Cedar Bear, P2 Plays, and Evgeny Crosby for the D-Live support. Thanks, guys. That's all for now.
Right on. Thank you. We made it. I wanted to make it today. I'm out of time. The hate report is coming up. Get on the street and narrow. Drop the anger, folks. It's never a time to be angry. Don't judge yourself and don't judge others. And you'll be free. There's never any situation for any reason to be angry. Drop the anger. Anger is evil. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. Do the silent prayer. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. I'm out of time. Hate is coming up now, and then Joel Friday after Hate, and then the American Anchor Baby after Joel Friday. Amazing show. Thank you all. Manhood out tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Take care. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.